From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. The Farm Bill is expected to get a final vote in the Senate today after 2 years of debate. We'll find out what exactly is in it in a few moments.
But first, to another story on Capitol Hill. Today, the Army recruiting scandal. More than 1,000 recruiters are accused of pocketing payments for persuading friends and others to sign up for the National Guard during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. In all, according to USA Today, the Guard spent over $300 million for 139,000 enlistments. Senator Claire McCaskill chairs the Senate Subcommittee on Financial and Contracting Oversight, which held a hearing on the scandal today.
The payments did not fall in a permissible category of bonus payments authorized by law. The program also exceeded the limits that Congress had placed on legal bonuses the Army could pay to encourage the referral of new recruits. As a result, the Army concluded that all of the money spent on the program, all $386 million of it, was illegal.
The Guard launched the Recruiting Assistance Program in 2005 to boost its ranks, but canceled it in 2012 after an audit showed this potential fraud. Tam Vandenbroek covers the military for USA Today. Simply put, the program paid soldiers for referrals of recruits. Now, Senator McCaskill mentioned legal bonuses. So distinguish for us, are recruiters or people who enlist recruits, are they normally paid bonuses for recruiting?
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me. No, what happens is recruiters, as a part of their job, are supposed to bring in troops, right? This program paid what they called recruiting assistance for basically sending referrals to recruiters. So it could have been a soldier who was in the National Guard. It could have been a high school counselor who said, hey, Robin, the National Guard's a great opportunity. Why don't you join? And then the recruiter would you would be eligible for a bonus for doing that, for making
the
that
assistant,
referral.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But so how is it alleged that recruiters themselves, who again aren't to receive the bonuses, how is it alleged that these recruiters game this system?
Right. So if I'm a recruiter and I have 10 people walk into my office one day and say they want to join the National Guard, I could take their names and then I could say to you, Robin, as a friend, you referred them to me when in fact you hadn't. You would be eligible for those bonuses and then you and I could split the money.
Wow. And how many is it alleged did this?
Well, right now they're looking at 3,000 people, recruiters and other soldiers who are involved.
Well, as Senator McCaskill says, a halfway sophisticated high school student could have seen the ability to commit fraud here. Where were the safeguards missing?
Well, they talked about it today, and the contractor and some Army officials said that it was sorely lacking. There just wasn't very much oversight. Part of this, I think you have to remember, is at the time they were doing this in 2005 when it began, the Guard and the Army were having a lot of trouble bringing in recruits. The economy was good and the wars were bad.
Well, and how much money are we talking about individual soldiers potentially receiving?
Right. Well, you could earn a bonus of up to $7,500 for a recruit. So it could be as little as that or maybe even a few thousand. But they found one person, they believe, who pocketed $275,000 in bogus money.
Yeah, and who's the focus of the hearing? Obviously, you have recruiters employed by the Army, the National Guard. But what about these high school teachers or me, you know, the friends of these recruiters? How are, you know, they now being investigated?
Well, I mean, there are investigations all over the place. The federal attorneys are looking into this, as well as Army attorneys as well. So it's hard to say how many people are going to be implicated in it. There's a colonel in New Mexico and his nephew are under indictment now. And this goes up the chain of command all the way up to two major generals.
Yeah, and you mentioned a contractor. Where did this money come from? There was a civilian contractor?
Right. A civilian contractor administered the program. The contractor is called DocuPack. And they had an existing contract to do some marketing work for the National Guard. And this became something of an add-on for them.
And are they also being investigated?
Well, I don't know if they're necessarily being investigated. They were called to the Hill today to explain how this, you know, program went off the rails.
Yeah. Well, look, recruiters are supposed to recruit. That's their job. But the accusation here is that there was such unbelievable financial pressure for them to recruit more and, as you've said, enlist these assistants who could, bring up the list of names, receive the payments, and then split the money, kick back some of the money to the actual recruiters. Do we know if these assistants and these recruiters brought in people they shouldn't have because of that financial pressure, people who should never be recruited? Do we know if they persuaded friends to do this, to get the money for the kickback, friends who then maybe went to war, maybe were killed?
Well, sure, that's entirely possible. I mean, you don't really know. Presumably, there were, there are screens for folks who are coming in that would have been beyond this, so you're not getting necessarily unqualified people. So I don't think that was an issue. It's just, there was a lot of money out there on the table, and some of these unscrupulous people took advantage of it.
Yeah. What's the mood around this hearing, and what is the military saying?
It's an embarrassment. This is a major embarrassment. They've had a couple of huge scandals recently. You may be aware that the Navy has a major investigation going on that's involved kickbacks to top officers in the Pacific for contracts and refueling and restoring ships. So it's, and obviously we've got the sexual assault crisis that's affecting each of the services. So it's not good news for them at all.
Yeah. Tom Vandenbroek, who covers the military for USA Today, talking about today's hearing of the Subcommittee on Financial and Contracting Oversight, looking into what is being called the biggest, one of the biggest investigations in Army history, recruiters taking kickbacks in a huge recruiting scandal. Tom, thanks so much for bringing us up to date on it.
Sure, Robin. Thank you.